all you're asking now, Roxanna,
is that a few of us be permitted to come up here and pay our respects tomorrow on the solstice.
To that mound over there.
That tomb is Cairndale Knapp.
Men shaking bells, dancing women, holly crowns. The longest night of the year, there's got to be a jollier way to spend it.
It's more about not forgetting.
Not forgetting what?
That time doesn't begin and end with us.
Whatever that means. Look, I'm sorry, truly sorry, but it isn't safe to have half the town dancing about up here tomorrow night. We have bulldozers.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Notice.
Sam? Mr. Notice?
Yes, Matt, what?
The tree.
Nobody's hurt, are they?
Best you come see for yourself.
What's happened?
Best you just come right now.
Bloody hell, Matt, you're making me nervous.
In the hollow. See? Where the tree was.
Who the hell is that?
She probably came to protest and...
Hello? Madam? You know you're trespassing, don't you? My name's Notice, Sam Notice.
Yeah, is the king here? Yes?
I'm the owner of this land.
The king, then?
Excuse me?
Take my hand, please.
As you wish.
What, Matt?
She's freezing.
You have to let us get you out of that hole, Mrs.
Bronson.
Bronson? Like the Bronson bulldozer?
Yeah, give me that axe, Matt.
Be careful, Sam.
I'm just going to chop through these roots. Is that all right, Mrs... Mrs...
Bronson.
There you go.
But to see it there again, in the frost.
Cairndale Knapp? Do you mean Cairndale Knapp?
I mean my home. Yes. True home.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the king of the grey folk, or fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Don't tell me there's nothing to worry about, Roxy. Please don't tell me that.
William knows what he's doing, Donnie.
Out of nowhere, this William Palmer appears. And now you're chucking me out of the house so that you and him can do what together?
We've been over this, Donnie.
You laughing when I asked if he was your nephew. I'll not forget that. I won't. Not in a hurry.
I'll call you tonight, love. When we're done.
And the Malcolm dance?
I told you. Cancelled.
So what do we tell everybody?
That it's off.
Bloody Sam Notice.
Best you be on your way now, Donnie.
I wouldn't want to keep you from your gentleman friend, Roxy.
Everything all right?
Perishing today, isn't it, Billy?
Mm.
Absolutely bloody perishing.
Best we keep our wits about us.
Birdbath's frozen solid, look. The ground, too.
Now, you know what you have to do?
After 50 years, I think I know the drill.
Going over it again never hurts.
Never hurts. It always hurts.
If I could have stopped it...
I'll not have you blaming yourself, William. Not for Jack Sweet.
Roxy.
Don't say the name, don't think the name.
I never engage.
14 years old, Billy.
I know.
I was 14 years old. A child, an innocent child.
Take my hand if you'd like.
No, no, Billy. Thank you. But this 64-year-old woman will face her fairy aggressor on her own two feet when he comes. If he comes.
I've never known him to be late before.
Oh!
It's the wind. It's just the wind.
Maybe we could talk about something else.
I'm sad to hear they cancelled this year's dance.
Sam noticed the owner up at Cairndale Knapp says it's not safe.
There's an owner at Cairndale Knapp?
Council sold the woods off. Donnie's up in arms about Sam cancelling the dance, of course. But I say choose your battles.
If I've caused any trouble for you and Donnie...
It's not as if there's any explaining Jack's sweet to Foxy. Anyone, is there? Nobody normal. Nobody rational. Not my Donnie, for sure.
Your Donnie.
It's complicated.
We should have heard his tune by now. What's that for?
That's for you, Billy. For always being here. Every 10 years, hell or high water.
So, what's he like?
What's who like?
This Sam Notice fella.
You did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do.
You stood up to those that opposed you when you went ahead and did it anyway.
Nobody pushes Sam Notice about, nobody. Not when it comes to what he does with his property.
Pusher, not the shoved.
I make my mind up, my mind stays made. Now, don't you think we should go inside, Mrs... Mrs...
Bronson.
Bronson. For some reason, your name just won't go...
In?
In, yes. No. Anyway. We should go in.
Into that glass house?
Of course not. And that's a greenhouse.
There's nothing green about it.
No, I mean the big house. My house.
You live in that palace.
I'd say it's more a rather large house than a palace, but it does have a wonderful view of the woods and the earthwork.
Cairndale now.
And see, down there, at the bottom of the hill, the town of Melcombe.
The town of Melcombe.
So one can't complain. No, one can't.
Quiet. This place. So very serene and quiet.
That's what I love about it.
Love?
The serenity.
The very depth of winter.
Mikey.
What?
Your breath. The way it...
Yes?
Perhaps we should just get in out of the cold.
You would ask me into your house? Is that what you would do?
I would. I most certainly would. I am.
Thank you, I accept.
I might have killed you, Mrs...
Then let us go then, you and I. Yes.
In the roots, in the actual roots of the tree, Matt.
In the actual roots of the tree, Donnie, staring straight up at us.
Donnie? Mr. Palmer?
Billy, please.
Join us.
Thank you.
This is Matt Corsley.
Pleased to meet you, Matt.
And likewise.
Matt works up at Cairndale Knapp with Sam Notice.
Roxanna told me a little about him, your boss.
Roxy all right, is she? Yeah. You and she done whatever you had to do?
She's as right as rain, but no, I will be staying on in Melcombe for a few more days.
Oh, yeah?
But there's nothing stopping you going home.
What the hell are you two talking about?
Tell Billy about what you found today.
Donnie!
Matt found a woman buried in the hollow of a tree. A living, breathing woman.
What?
She got herself caught up in the roots somehow.
She... What did she say her name?
Bronson.
Bronson?
Like the Bronson bulldozers we have up there.
Oh.
Probably she was up there protesting about you and your boss desecrating Cairndale Knapp, Matt.
But the earthwork on Melcombe Hill.
Oh, archaeologists as well, are we, Billy? Because you'll have your work cut out for you if you try to get up there to visit these days. Funny, Matt.
I don't think she was protesting.
Then what was she doing?
She said she was home.
Hmm? Home?
Her true home. And she was so cold.
Pardon?
Cold to the touch. Yeah, and my arm. She touched my arm, look.
Whoa. She did that to you?
That's lively in here tonight, isn't it?
Never seen anything like that before.
That's Jonas, isn't it?
Jonas?
It works in the Sioux Rider.
He's a little old for fighting, isn't he?
Attention.
There's just a lot of tension around Malcolm today, isn't there, Donnie? And tension's the last thing anyone comes to Malcolm for. Spiritual guidance? Check. Soothsayers and dream catchers? Check. But tension? Tension's not on anyone's itinerary, is it, Donnie?
I'll tell you what she was doing. This tree woman of yours. Making a point is what she was doing. Making a point to you and Sam notice about cancelling this year's Malcolm dance.
There were good reasons for that.
Screw your good reasons. There's been a Malcolm dance up to Candle Knap on the solstice for centuries.
Centuries and centuries.
Centuries and centuries.
All right, Donnie pal. No need to make a thing of it.
Roxanna tells me that you're the new green fool of Malcolm, Donnie.
Yes, I am, and proud to be known so.
Fool he may be, but there's nothing new about him.
Are you making fun of me, Matthias? Are you taking the bloody piss?
Donnie here is just a little bit blue because he can't slip into his Hollybush costume and go shake his solstice bells this
and
Christmas.
You're the reason why, Mr. Korski the Polski.
Korski the Polski!
Shoe fits, doesn't it? And anyway, I thought you was going back to the old country for the holidays. Too much to hope it might be for good.
What did you say?
Must I repeat it?
I'm assuming you mean Scotland, Donnie, where my parents live.
Scotland?
Please, let's not spoil a good
evening. Would it be so very hard to get it through that thick skull of yours that Sam notices is actually trying to do something good for the whole community at Candle Knap? Something really good.
It's a tea room. He's building a tea room.
It's a visitor centre. And what's more, nobody in Malcolm gave much of a damn about Kendall Knapp or any of you and Roxanna's solstice nonsense until Mr. Notice bought the land up there, as he was completely entitled to do.
Are you done, little Scotty doggy?
For pity's sake, Donnie. The reason, the only reason, that there won't be any Malcolm dance this year is because the site's not safe.
Oh, there was no need for that, Donnie.
Did you just spit in my beer?
I did, Matt. Yes, I did.
Right. Well, then.
Stop it! Come here, Andrew! Come here, Andrew!
Get your hands off me, William! I'm gonna kill him! Kill him!
But nobody's killing anyone, man. I've got to say, just sit down on this wall and be quiet.
My mouth. My mouth's still bleeding, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He provoked me, Donnie. He spat in my pint.
So this has been going on for some time, then, this tension?
What tension?
The tension between you and Donnie.
Tension? Me and Donnie Boone have been pals for years. There's the snow now.
First of the winter.
But it's not the last. No way is it the last. This is just the beginning.
What?
My arm!
Matt?
And a person could.
No, Matt! Matt!
Would you come a little closer to the fire, Mrs.? Mrs.
Bronson.
Bronson, yes.
Sooner stand by the glass and look at Cairndale Knap, Your Majesty.
There's hardly any heat at the window.
There's heat enough. Protesters.
Sorry?
You spoke of protesters, of issues, differences, conflicts. Did you not say there were differences?
There's just no pleasing some people.
Always at their happiest when properly controlled and contained people.
Oh, yes.
And then the silence. Then the peace.
And this afternoon I went over it all again with Roxanna Zane, Mrs.
Bronson.
I explained it all in detail, my plans. I was 100% clear about my aims and intentions for Cairndale Knap and the area around it, but are they happy?
They are not happy.
No, they are not. They complain about everything. Everything.
Everything.
And today, can you guess what it was today?
I would not presume.
This is why I was distracted and failed to realise you were in distress. This is the reason.
I was not distressed. I was liberated. You liberated me. You are my liberator.
Today it was the Malcolm dance.
The Malcolm.
Which I've had to cancel this year, and this year only, for their own health and safety. Not that they appreciate any of that either, do they?
Who does not appreciate it?
Roxanna Zane, for one.
Roxanna Zane.
And I like her, Roxanna, I do. I like her and her family, but...
None are gracious enough to display their gratitude.
None are gracious enough to do even that.
And what would you like them to do?
Well, I'd like them to understand my point of view. That's what I would like.
And then they would love you, love you, love you.
Everyone wants to be loved, don't they?
And you so lonely, Mr. Notice.
Lonely? What makes you say I'm lonely? I'm not that lonely.
Then there is life in your house.
Life? Well, life is looking at you right now.
You are the life.
I am the life.
And you and my brother have much in common.
Your brother?
The life in him.
Virile sort of chap, is he?
He's meaningless.
Oh, and there's Lloyd. My son, Lloyd, he lives here, and sometimes Clara Zane visits too.
Clara Zane?
We have an understanding, Clara and I.
An understanding of what?
Each other.
You love her.
We're companions.
Lovers and companions.
Oh, love's not always everything at our age.
You understand each other's loss.
You know what you are, Mrs.
Bronson.
Bronson. You're a very sympathetic presence.
Is love not your aim? Is love not your only aim?
Love?
Love. Like the love I have for you.
Do you love me?
Of course I love you. I am in your house and at your invitation. I am yours to command.
Can love be commanded?
Why else be bothered with it? Mine is the love that seeks only to be still, to be silent, to be.
To be?
To be.
You could stay here if you wanted.
In your home?
A room could be found.
The picture beside you, is that Clara?
Sally, my wife, my ex-wife. And next to her, Lloyd, our son, he's 17.
And beside that, the creature.
That's a Teletubby. Summer of 1996, I auditioned to be one, a Teletubby.
A tel?
I was that close to getting the gig too, that close.
And when you didn't?
Myself, I now think of as a businessman first.
And... Oh, you and I do suffer, Mr. Tubby.
No, it's not Tubby, it's Teletubby.
Do you love me, Mr. Tubby?
I do, Mrs. Mrs.
Bronson.
I really think I do.
And will you be my winter king?
I will.
Then let this be our bargain. This kiss.
This kiss.
Roxy? Roxy!
Donny?
You know I love you. You know I do.
Come inside, love, please. Let's not wait the street.
Matt Korski asked for it.
Matt Korski asked for what?
You're the best thing that ever happened to me, Roxy. The very best thing.
What did Matt Korski ask for?
People like him and Sam Notice, you know what they do? They ruin things. They blight things.
For goodness sake, come in, Donny.
And today they found a woman up there, in a hole under a tree. A living, breathing woman. I said she was probably a protester. I imagine you know her. You know everyone. She probably goes in and out of the... Ow! The shop.
Your cheek is bleeding, Don.
It was you, Roxanna. You who opened my eyes to the deeper dimensions of reality. You who I love and respect more than any other in the world. You're a one-off. The genuine article. And if you need me to make myself scarce so that you and William can carry on doing... whatever it is you two are doing out in the garden together, then that's all right with me. I'll go for as long as you want me to because you're special.
Oh, no, not now.
Can't you even let me say how I feel?
Oh, no, Donny, no, not that. That tune.
Eh?
Where's William Palmer, Donny?
He went with Matt.
Went where with Matt?
William?
How are we doing, Matt?
No lasting damage done. Thanks for everything, Clara. I'll just get my stuff. Won't be a minute.
I see it, but I don't believe it. William Palmer.
You look well, Clara. Very well.
I look 10 years older.
Not to me.
And there you are. Same old, same old.
Still working at Malcolm General, I see.
I'm a senior staff nurse now.
Oh, congratulations. How is the patient?
Patched up and ready to go. Two grown men scrapping like that. Stupid.
Luckily, no damage done, eh?
None that we can see.
Nurse Zane?
I'll be with you in a moment, Mark. Dr. Rahman checked to see if anything had caught in Matt's throat to cause the choking he complained of, but nothing. Here for our 10-year visit, are we?
Did Roxanna not say?
We're not talking at the moment.
Where's that?
That's not really any of your business, is it?
I was very sad to hear about Harry, Clara.
Mum told you, did she? Diagnosed in January and dead by late March, 21 months back.
As I say, I'm...
And wouldn't you know it, here you are, Mr. Palmer. Out of the mists of Avalon, in Malcolm, in an A&E ward, with, of all people, Matt Korski, at 12:15, on the shortest day of the year.
I'm curious to learn about all the goings-on at Cairndale Knapp.
More change up there, not necessarily for the better, Billy. But Mum's the woman for all that.
OK, ready to go.
See you later, Matty. William?
Clara.
Is there anyone in Malcolm you don't know, William?
An old friend of Clara's mum's.
A good woman, Clara. I like her.
Let me take your rucksack.
Thanks.
Now, we'll get a taxi back to where you live.
I could walk.
And add frostbite to your injuries. What is it, your eye?
My arm.
Your arm?
Where she touched me, the tree lady.
Well, let's get that taxi, shall we?
But who is she, Dad?
Who's who?
The woman in the garden.
She's a business acquaintance, Lloyd.
Does she have a name?
Her name's Mrs...
Don't know her name?
Of course I know her name. How about some orange juice, freshly squeezed by this my right royal hand?
Why this you what?
Plenty for both of us. The sunrise this morning, eh, Lloyd? The start of a glorious solstice.
Why are you acting weird, Dad?
Happy weird or weird weird?
You tell me.
You can't just bandy words like weird about willy-nilly.
So, what's she doing out there in the greenhouse? This business associate.
Taking stock.
Taking stock of what? Empty flower pots. She looks about 100.
She's 30 if she's a day.
30.
Don't you have to go and get ready for this presentation of yours?
I'm just going into Malcolm now.
And then I'll see you at the Christmas fair in a little while. Proud of you, son.
Dad.
Yes, Lloyd.
The sitting room.
Don't you worry about the sitting room. The sitting room will be all sorted by the time you get back tonight.
But why is it all covered in frost?
And by this evening it will be all defrosted. Just stop going on and on and on about it, Lloyd, please.
You are going to come, aren't you? Because Mum said she was and now she isn't.
Your mother isn't coming?
Said she and Frank decided to get away for Christmas.
And she told you that when?
When we did FaceTime last night.
Why didn't you tell me straight away?
Because I couldn't find you.
I was here in this house.
No, Dad, you weren't.
I was here in the house with Mrs...
The business acquaintance?
The business acquaintance.
Whose name escapes you.
You know, I'm really very angry with your mother.
What is going on, Dad?
I've no idea, but I intend to speak to Sally today.
No, Dad, with you. What's going on with you?
The gaiety...
They wouldn't call any cinema the Gaiety anymore, would they?
Not in this day and age.
You want a bacon sandwich?
Yes, if one's going. Oh, the way they used to flock here. In the hundreds. All jam-packed in the aisles, all laughing and smoking. The smoke, Matt! You wouldn't believe the smoke curling up in front of the screen.
There for a matinee, were you, Billy?
On occasion.
Eh?
Better days.
There you go. Nothing like a bacon sandwich on a cold winter's morning, eh?
Nice to see you're feeling better.
And all thanks to you, Billy. All thanks to you.
Ketchup?
I'd sooner mustard.
In the fridge.
Your arm again?
Yeah.
It's an odd place to call home, though. An abandoned cinema.
Well, what's odd about it? I get to live here rent-free and do a spot of security for Sam Notice.
One stone, two birds. Caretaker, estate manager.
Pub brawler.
How's your sandwich?
It's perfect.
I still can't figure it out, though. Fighting with Dawny.
The green fool of Malcolm.
His face when you called him that lit right up, didn't it?
And then you're fond of him, Dawny?
I told you, we've been pals for years. He's my buddy.
And you've never fought before?
Disagreements. Definitely disagreements.
Over Cairndale Knap, the visitor centre that you're building up there.
Give it a little time, and the improvements Sam's making at Cairndale Knap will be appreciated. I know they will.
You're very loyal to him, Sam.
And Malcolm could have done a lot worse than Sam noticed buying up those woods. A lot worse.
No, there was a time when villagers would come from all over the county to dance at Cairndale Knap on the solstice.
Now they're all watching Netflix, and good luck to them.
I tell you the truth, it's all a bit of a blur as yesterday.
It seems a shame, though, doesn't it? When you think of what they were, these old cinemas, in their heyday, when people used to flock.
Nostalgic sort of a person, are we?
It's hard not to have a soft spot. The glamour. The care that went into building them.
The care that went into building them, indeed.
Jack.
Surprised to see old Jack Sweet, Pilgrim.
We were waiting for you in the freezing cold yesterday, Roxanna and me.
Jack was otherwise engaged.
We waited for hours in the freezing cold.
Oh, loyal Pilgrim, splendid Pilgrim. Who's the hot blood?
His name's Matt Korski.
Then there's a splinter, isn't he?
Are we to negotiate for Roxanna now?
Oh, if only. But alas, that is a conversation Jack must forego today.
Well, then Jack Sweet is finally prepared to relinquish all his claims on her.
Relinquish all my... How could Jack ever relinquish his claim? Why, Roxanna, it's Jack's and Jack is hers.
Well,
that first time I saw her on the hill, a mouse, a tiny mouse in her hand.
A child of 14, alone on Malcolm Hill.
Pish! A vision, a true and glorious vision. Now, you, Pilgrim, may wish to while away an empty hour reminiscing, but Jack Sweet has a far more startling dog to flay. Oh, yes, yes.
Something troubles you, Jack?
She, who should not have been released, has been released.
You mean the woman under the tree, Mrs. Bronson?
You know of her?
Well, clearly you do.
And who has the king made responsible for containing her?
You?
Me! Jack Sweet, me! When what business is she of mine, this Bronson? What?
Well, you tell me.
Pilgrim must assist old Jack.
Beg pardon?
Pilgrim must assist in putting her back in the hole in the ground and ensure that this time she stays there forever. The king commands it!
And why must Pilgrim do that?
Because the king loves you! My thread. I've lost my thread. What was Jack saying?
That the king loves me.
Oh, no dance in her, you see. The Bronson.
That's unfortunate.
No song or ballad. Only the awful silence of perpetual cold. And when that cold be brought out, of where it should never have been brought out from, then what does that cold do? What does all that cold do?
I don't know.
She schemes.
To do what?
Back to the roots of that old tree that Bronson must go and toot Jack Sweetie. No ifs or buts or whatnot, Pilgrim.
But what about Roxanna and our negotiation?
Well, that's just going to have to wait until you've sorted all this out, isn't it, Pilgrim? Ta-ta!
Jack!
Who's Jack?
What?
You just said the name, Jack.
I've got to go, Matt. I've got to go out for a little while now.
But we've not had our coffee yet.
It might be best if you didn't go out today.
Is that right?
Given everything that happened yesterday.
This mean you're going to do my Christmas shopping, Billy?
Oh, will you look at this washing, Clara? Frozen salads.
Why does he come here, Mum? Palmer?
Pass me that clothes basket, would you?
Well?
Oh, maybe we should just leave them on the line. What do you think?
About the washing, I have no opinion.
Look, I know William being here makes you nervous, but there's no reason you have to have anything to do with him. No reason at all.
That's not what I asked you.
As I've told you 1,000 times before, he keeps me, you, all of us, safe.
don't you know how insane that sounds?
Of course I do.
Does Donnie the Lodger know that William keeps us safe?
Donnie accepts that there are things, private, personal things, that do not concern him, or you, or anyone else. Now tell me, please tell me that you've ended things with some notice.
You know you can't ask me to do that.
Harry not dead 2 years.
Don't you dare bring Harry into this.
You know that he's forbidden this year's solstice procession up to Cairndale Knap.
Harry?
Sam.
I'm not discussing my relationship with Sam with you.
Like I'm not discussing William with you. And the woman they found in the hollow of the tree. Very taken with her, he was, they say. Sam. Smitten.
Sam's free to do as he likes with whomsoever he likes.
Then it's not love.
Love's not everything at our age.
You're 42 years old.
And?
And I'm going in out of this cold.
Mum!
What?
About William.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Just tell me how it is that he always looks exactly the same. Just tell me how he manages that, and I'll never ask you about him again.
Inside, love. I'd like to go inside out of this cold.
And as for Sam noticing me, just stay out of it, please.
Clara!
Missed the sign, did we?
Orny!
The sign, did you miss it?
What sign was that?
The one that said, no public access, keep out.
I didn't think that applied to people visiting Cairndale Knap.
I hope you're not here for the solstice dance.
It's banned this year, I understand.
Then I'll thank you to be on your merry way.
How long has the path to Cairndale Knap been closed?
It's since the council sold me the estate.
Oh, then I'm talking to the owner.
Sam the King Notice.
Sam the King Notice? Well, that's quite a coincidence, Sam.
Hey?
Because I'm acquainted with another king, but that king can be a tad unreasonable. Capricious even. Cruel on occasion. Can you be cruel on occasion, Sam the King Notice?
What the hell are you talking about?
The king.
What's this king a king of?
The Grey Folk. The Grey Folk. You never heard of them?
Did Roxana Zane send you here?
Should she have?
What kind of an answer is that?
Actually, it was more a kind of a question.
You don't have to come to the Christmas fair this afternoon, Clara. There's no obligation.
I know that, Lloyd.
I don't even know why Roxana asked me to do this stupid presentation in the first place.
Well, you know my mother.
She can be very...
mad.
Demanding.
But she believes in you, Lloyd. Is your dad about?
He was.
Then he's not now.
Actually, I just came back to pick up the laptop for the...
Are you all right, Lloyd?
All right.
You seem a bit...
A bit what?
A bit tense.
Is there anything you want me to say to him when I see him? A message?
Yes. What's all this about him finding a strange woman?
She's in the greenhouse.
She's...
Dad says she's a business associate.
Goodness, Lloyd, you look scared to death.
I've really got to get going, Clara, and so should you.
In the greenhouse, you say?
The yew trees. Now, what happened to all the yews?
If you don't get off my property right now, you will leave me no option but to call the police.
It's heartbreaking to see them go. Over 800 years old, some of those.
Plenty of others for you to hug.
There it is. Cairndale Knap. Sight for sore eyes on a cold and frosty solstice morning.
Sorry, who did you say you were again?
Palmer. William Palmer. Did you ever see it, the solstice procession?
Doesn't anyone in this town shut up about all that?
If you listen, you can almost hear them.
Eh?
Generation after generation, all processing joyfully to Cairndale Knap, weaving their happy way up the path, torches held before them in the gathering dark. There's the green fool of Malcolm, dancing and shaking his stick of bells, and behind him, processing slowly, the Winter King and the Winter Queen. The king all dressed in russety red and his sister in a gown of shining silver, as befits the moon. And before them, at the entrance to Cairndale Knap, the marker.
What marker?
that standing stone right there?
Just testing.
Oh, you knew all the time, did you? Sam, the king noticed?
Yes, I did. I'm not a complete ignoramus, you know.
Did I say you were?
I know the Winter King is the sun.
Yes, he is.
My boy Lloyd's doing a talk about it this afternoon at Malcolm Christmas Fair.
Is he now?
The Winter King's the sun and the Winter Queen's the moon. And not only are they the sun and the moon, but they're also brother and sister.
And what's the sun and moon's business at Cairndale now?
What's their business? This isn't about business. This is about the sun, the world, the happiness of the world.
And who told you it was about that?
Mrs.
Bronson.
I can act it all out and show you, if you like, the legend of Cairndale Knap.
Can you?
The movements and everything. Which of us two is this close to being a Teletubby?
Hello? Hello?
Overwhelmed to meet you, miss.
Oh. I'm Clara. Clara Zane, Sam's friend.
Yes.
Sam Notice, owner of the house here.
Him I am to wed.
To what?
A whirlwind romance, you might say.
You just might.
And you?
What about me?
Are you not my rival?
I wouldn't say I'm anyone's rival.
Well, I would say that you are mine.
I just came up to see Sam, that's all.
That's not all.
I heard he found you in a tree.
From whose roots he released me. He is my saviour, and I love him, my Mr. Tubby, yes.
And how did you get down there in the first place?
The king. My brother, the king.
Your brother?
The king of the grey folk.
And why would he do such a terrible thing to you?
To rob me of my purchase and to keep me from my home at Cairndale Knap.
Please don't come any closer.
Why?
I'd just sooner you didn't.
There is such sorrow in you, Clara.
Eh?
And how grief has seized you. How you are its prisoner, losing poor Harry.
Has Sam said something to you?
To be silent, to be still, to be.
I don't think I want to continue this conversation.
To be silent, to be still, to be.
To be.
To be like this.
That's so.
That's so.
So. Wonderful.
Right then, here we go. Ready for the legend, Palmer?
Ready, Sam, Your Majesty.
First, the fool of Malcolm blows his horn. Badoo, badoo. And all the processing townsfolk stop walking and talking, don't they? Then the Winter King turns to the Winter Queen and the King says, "Oh dear, Winter Queen, my sister. Oh, my sister dear. I am so tired from being the sun that I think I would like to have a little snooze this evening." "That is not only no problem at all, brother," says the Winter Queen. "It is also very wise. I will watch over all the heavens while you have yourself a much-deserved winter snooze."
Bravo!
But that's not the end of the story, is it?
Isn't it?
Attend, please. "But where, oh where, will I take my much-needed siesta?" asks the King. "Well, I have an answer for that too," says the Winter Queen. "Why don't you go into the tomb of Cairndale Knap? I'm sure if all these wonderful processioners were to ask it nicely with a song, the tomb will open up for you. Alakazami!"
Alakazami?
"Shh! Thanks, sis," says the King. "That is a great idea. Cheers." And with that, the sun jumps down out of the sky and dives into the tomb, which closes behind him.
And then?
And then all the processioners watch over Cairndale Knapp all through the long solstice night. And when he's had his sleep and he's now super well refreshed, the Winter King has a good old stretch. Comme ça. And as the tomb opens, up he leaps like a lithe young salmon high into the heavens with a hearty ha-ha! I am back in the sky and I am the sun, which is what I'm well good at being. Thank you. The end.
Oh. Wow, that was a very good performance, Sam the King Notice.
Thank you. And yes, it was. I'm a very good actor.
Yes, you are.
And I will be playing the part of the Winter King as the sun sets on the year.
But you cancelled the dance this year.
Or did I?
Oh. And will Mrs. Bronson be playing the part of the Winter Queen?
Yes, she will.
But she's not your sister.
She is my fiancée.
Well, that's a rather kinky twist.
I'm rather a kinky fellow. Oh, now, would you look at that?
Would I look at what?
There's Clara Zane's cheeky little Fiat parked outside my house.
You know Roxanna's daughter?
I should jolly well think so, as she's my girlfriend. Or was my girlfriend until Mrs.
William!
Roxanna!
You know you can't just come barging up to my house as and when, Mrs. Zane.
What's happened?
Clara, Billy. It's Clara.
Freezing in here.
That's because it's a greenhouse.
She's just over here, Billy, behind those shelves.
Oh, my.
She must have come up here to see you, Sam.
That's nice.
Oh, look at her, Billy, wrapped in holly and encased in ice. My little girl.
You know you shouldn't be in here, don't you, either of you?
Now, you need to tell me now, Sam. This instant, you need to tell me where she is. You're Mrs. Bronson.
Oh, I'd imagine Mrs. is in Malcolm.
She's definitely the woman you found in the tree, isn't she?
I am her liberator, and we are to be wed.
Wed?
I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring.
The hell is wrong with you,
Sam? I'll sort this out, Roxanna, but it isn't safe for you to be up here on your own.
I'm not leaving Clara alone in here, Billy. Jack Sweet can do his worst.
He sounds nice.
Come on.
But I'm supposed to wait for my Winter Queen. Those were her instructions.
Well, now you've got some new instructions, Your Majesty.
From who?
From Pilgrim.
In part one of Pilgrim, The Winter Queen, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton and Mrs. Bronson by Fenella Woolgar. Sam Notice was Tony Turner, Roxanna, Carolyn Pickles, Matt, Cameron Percival, Donny, Taylor Kovacevic Ebong, Jack Sweet, Don Gillet, Clara, Jeanette Percival, and Lloyd was Lewis Bray. The girl was Agnes Bateman. Pilgrim is directed by Mark Beebe and Jessica Drumgoole.